It's the Next Level Podcast. Of course, you know it's a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview High School competes in Region 5 4A of the South Carolina High School League and has been serving the Northeast community since 1995. We have 12 state championships and 13 state runners-up during our existence. Learn more about our athletic department at ridgeviewsports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. My name is Brian Rosefield. I'm the athletic director here at Ridgeview High School, and normally I'm joined by my partner in crime, Charles Proctor, but he's gotten called out. He might be joining us partway through this podcast. I hope he does, but if he doesn't, that is okay. We've got an incredible guest. And look at who just walked into the podcast studio. It's Charles Proctor. Coach Proctor, I just mentioned you. I know that you got called to a call there that you had to tend to around here at Ridgeview High School, but it's great to have you here for this episode.
What's going on? Glad to be back once again in the seat.
It's a rarity to get you coming fresh out of the hallways here at Ridgeview High School right to a podcast episode, but glad you made it. Glad you made it.
My man, glad to be here.
So our guest today is Mr. Michael Sheely. Now, Mr. Sheely, officially, he is an administrative assistant monitor or administrative assistant here, but he has been a long time assistant principal, and we're here to talk about our administrative staff at Ridgeview High School and specifically our assistant principals. This is where I wish it was a video podcast. He just showed his white little eye that he's 70 years old. But Mr. Sheely's been around a long time. So like I said, we're going to talk about our administrative staff. And also specifically, it is Assistant Principals Week here nationally. Nice. So we're going to talk about our assistant principals and how much we appreciate them. But Mr. Sheely, welcome to the podcast.
Nothing finer to be at the podcast with Coach Brian Rosefield and CP, Coach Proctor, one of the youngest and brightest track and field coaches in the U.S. And we are very blessed and fortunate. Not a person that works any harder than Coach Proctor, relates with young people, and just very, very special to have Coach Proctor here.
I appreciate them, and most definitely. And y'all, I can promise you, we did not give him a card that had that on there. He did that by himself.
Well, what I heard is he's a great guy, great coach, which is true. He also called you young, so that's a bonus.
And look here, it's the lack of facial hair that helps me out a lot.
Well, I'm excited to hear about that. Well, Mr. Sheely, this is one of those brief episodes here of this podcast. Tell us a little bit about your journey in education, but also specifically with athletics, as it's a rich, rich history.
I've been very blessed in my life to be a part of a lot of young people in a lot of places. I grew up in Central Georgia, a place called Washington County, Sandersville, Georgia. Waco High School.
Okay.
Waco High School. Some very talented young people came out of that area, and I was not one of them.
But those are lies, you guys. Those
put
are
put
lies.
That on your shirt today, Mr. Yeah. Sheely.
I graduated there in 1971. That should help you a little bit with my age. But was fortunate enough at that point in time to get an opportunity to go to the University of South Carolina, which I participated in track and field there. But the most important thing coming out of the University of South Carolina was that, and that's kind of where I learned to prioritize my life, which is faith, family, and education. Got a college education from there. First in my family ever to go off to college. I mean, both sides, very blessed. I got through with my work ethic. It wasn't necessarily my academic genius. But 1971 was the year that the University of South Carolina got out of the ACC. There's lots of reasons for that, but that was my first year at University of South Carolina. Was fortunate enough to perform on a pretty decent level there at the University of South Carolina, and from there, I wanted to pursue the opportunity to go to grad school and continue my interaction with athletics, and so I was fortunate enough to go to the University of Georgia, be a grad assistant there from 78 to 80. Got my administrative degree at the University of Georgia, got my undergrad, it was health and physical education and teaching degree. From University of Georgia as a grad student, I went to LSU from 1980-81. Go LSU NCAA National Championship women. Outstanding game last night. Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Jim Mulkey in year two. Good.
Just well done.
100 points. 102. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 102. And the young lady from Iowa is pretty special as well.
Look here. 40 points, back-to-back. That's. Yeah.
So was it LSU from 1981 through 84? Pardon me, 80-81. I'm getting younger, so I lose these dates. 80-81. And then went to Mississippi State, 81-84. Came back to University of Georgia after 84 and was the head women's track coach at the University of Georgia under the direction of Lewis Ganey, who was overseeing both programs. And so I was there from 84 to 87. After that, I started pursuing my college education at the University of Georgia administration. So worked from 87 till 2018 as an assistant principal. So that was how long I was assistant principal. I'll let you put those dates together. Continuing that role right now at Ridgeview High School after retirement. I'm basically failing retirement. And I'm going to sit here and tell you that I don't use the word work when I go to schools these days. I go to make an impact on young people.
There we go.
And that's what I'm about when I come to a school. Is make an impact on young people and just being there for them.
Well, you make that impact on young people, and it's been a pleasure as you oversee athletics for me to work hand in hand with you, and as we are continuing to take our student athletes in this department to the next level. Appreciate you taking us through that journey. It's been argued by several around here who the best athlete is on campus, and your name comes up often.
It's not an argument. I don't even understand why we have the conversation. Once he reads off the accolades, there's not a person on his campus that can measure up. I don't even call him Principal Sheely. It's just straight up coach to me.
That's right.
Look, once a coach, always a coach, and when we sit down, and like, I love sitting down having conversations with Coach Sheely. Like, it's for a track coach, it's very rare that you get other track minded people on campus with you. And so to be able to just sit down and really just learn, I shut up and just listen to him. And I absolutely love it. It's a blessing to have him here.
And I will share with you a podcast that, that opportunity to sit and talk with Proctor is just very, very special, because when I'm still learning. If you ever stop learning, you stop growing. And if you stop using it, you lose it. And right now with Proctor, I go out to practices, watch practices, because track and field is my first love. I feel like I know athleticism. So when I go out and watch Coach Proctor, I watch Coach Proctor to grow from him and gain knowledge from Coach Proctor. And I'll talk with him in my terminologies from back in the day, from the being a young man. I refer to myself as a young man. I still got some years. I got some years on Proctor, but CP. But I listen to Proctor and listen to him. As I listened to CP, I was not trying to blow smoke over someone at the beginning of this podcast. Coach CP could coach on any level right now, and I'm mm-hmm. talking about international to collegiate. He could coach anywhere in the world. What he does is he relates to young people. He teaches young people. He does it upright.
He's a great one. I think, and I'm just, again, I wish this was a video podcast. You just stunned him speechless, which never happens. Like, come on now, let's be honest.
look, that got me right there. Look, when Coach talks, I shut up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. Well, we've got a lot of great people. Obviously, we're talking about UCP. We're talking about Mr. Sheely. But Mr. Sheely, as we wrap up, and like we said, this is a brief episode. We could go on for hours about these names I'm about to read out. But when I read these names, Mr. Sheely.
Oh, yes.
Megan Culbertson, Alan Wolf, Curtis Bates, Gene Green. Those are our assistant principals here in official capacity at Ridgeview High School. As we wrap this episode up, what do you hear when you hear those names, Mr. Sheely?
Well, to speak about that and about these folks that you just talked about, assistant principals here at Ridgeview, along with myself, I always work on dwelling on the positives versus the negatives, and it's just amazing how many positives that you could talk about with each one of these young folks, referring to Dr. Green, Alan Wolf, Megan Culberson, Mr. Bates, Curtis Bates. And there's a couple of young people that are similar in my roles, and that's Mr. Stokes and also Rihanna Smalls. Mm-hmm. They are – I dwell on the positives. They bring a lot of positive to play. They work very much a team. Dr. Mack this year was in a role of attempting to mold to bring these folks in, which we had several changes at the beginning of the school year, and get them aligned and going in the right direction, and has done a beautiful job of that with our APs. And, of course, the work ethic of the APs has created that. Can't say enough good things about them. It's a great place to be, to come each day.
Ridgeview is a special place, and I'm glad you mentioned Mr. Stokes and Mrs. Smalls and obviously you and then those four assistant principals. And happy National Assistant Principals Week to all of you from an athletics perspective. And I hope I know that Coach CP will echo this too, but the support that we get around here for our student athletes, for our coaches, for administration is unbelievable. And you're right, Ridgeview is a special place. That's been kind of the unofficial official theme of Ridgeview and this podcast of View County, but it's a special place. We can't thank y'all enough.
And to say one more thing before Coach CP kind of lays it on his son, let me talk about Coach Roseville for a second. Coach Roseville talked earlier about overseeing of athletics. When I first started working with Coach Roseville this year, I said, Coach Roseville, you got this. You don't need my insight, buddy. You just need to go out there and handle it yourself, and you do a great job of that, Coach Roseville. Always here to listen to you and just bounce things off of, but you do a great job with that.
Well, Mr. Sheely, I appreciate that. I will make sure to mail that check to you for that one. But we appreciate you joining us, CP. Thanks for jumping in here.
Hey,
this
always.
Has been another special episode of the Next Level Podcast. You can look for podcast episodes to drop on or around every Monday to learn more about our View County and everything that makes us so special here. We'll see you next time.